Opponents of abortion are disagreeing about the best approach to virtually end abortions in Michigan. One group is organizing a ballot initiative to ban abortions if a fetal heartbeat can be detected. Another group is backing an initiative to ban a procedure called dilation and evacuation, but on the initiative, the ballot initiative, it's described as dismemberment abortion. Lauren Gibbons with MLive has been reporting on this, and she joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So what's behind the disagreements between these two groups?
Yeah, so essentially the disagreement comes down to what should be done to further restrict abortions in Michigan. On one hand, you have Michigan Right to Life, who contends that the law that was on the books before the Roe v. Wade decision, if Roe v. Wade were to be overturned, is stronger than a fetal heartbeat ban, which is what the other group is going for. So Michigan Right to Life is looking at banning this particular dismemberment or dilation and evacuation is the medical term procedure for abortion. And the other group is looking at replicating some of those heartbeat bans that you've seen in other states like Ohio and Kentucky.
So there was a forum in Kalamazoo that you covered, and they were making the case for this this Heartbeat Coalition's initiative. They say a successful effort here in Michigan could have set up a court challenge to, as you wrote, be the arrow in the heart of Roe versus Wade. That's the U.S. Supreme Court decision that legalized abortions in the U.S., of course. Is that a popular strategy?
I think so. That's what we're seeing around the country. They're looking to add to some of the other states and voices that have put these heartbeat bans out there. It's essentially a 6-week ban on pregnancy. What they're looking at is the cardiac activity of an infant in the womb, and that typically is detected around 6 weeks. So effectively, if Roe versus Wade were to be overturned, that is the ban that they're going for here. But it is it's still very up in the air, obviously, unless the Supreme Court takes this up. Courts have generally ruled these unenforceable. No heartbeat ban has gone into effect in the country as of this point.
So opponents of both initiatives have said that the proposed bans on abortion would limit options for women seeking to end a pregnancy or needing a pregnancy because of a threat to life. Where would this lead us if both of these initiatives pass in Michigan?
It probably, unless something were to change at the federal level, it probably wouldn't change too much. If they were to go into effect, it would have a lot of changes. But Roe versus Wade would likely, based on legal rulings from around the country, would probably be considered unenforceable under current federal precedent. But if these were to go into effect, the heartbeat ban, as I said previously, would essentially limit women to the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. Some women don't know that they're pregnant at that 6-week point. So that could be a limit as some Planned Parenthood and other pro-choice advocates have said. So it does potentially have a lot of implications. As far as the dismemberment or dilation and evacuation petition goes, that would mostly impact pregnancies that are terminated in the second trimester of pregnancy. And I've been told that there are other avenues, but a lot of pro-choice advocates say that dilation and evacuation is often the easiest procedure for women to take at that point in the pregnancy.
So if these initiatives are successful, and they get enough petition signatures, then the legislature could take this up, avoid the governor veto, and they could enact one or the other, or both, I suppose, if they wanted to. That's going to make it just a matter for the courts then, right?
Right, right. And there has been indication in the legislature, the House and the Senate separately both passed very similar language to the dilation and evacuation petition that is being pushed by Right to Life right now and other anti-abortion groups around the state. And there has been legislation introduced in the legislature related to the heartbeat ban, as it's called. That it's not hasn't been taken up by the legislature yet, but it is a it there's a lot of support for it among anti-abortion advocates. So it's definitely something that could be taken up by the legislature. As you said, they need to get the signatures. If they get the signatures, then the legislature would have the option to take it up.
Lauren Gibbons is a reporter with M Live. The title of her story from earlier this week is "Supporters of Anti-Abortion Heartbeat Ban in Michigan Push Back Against Criticism." Thanks for telling us about this.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me.